This is Dalton Smith. Here's a look into my interview with Chris Jones. How long have you been doing hypnotism? How long were you into it?
Yeah. I've been doing this professionally for 7 years. I started when I was in graduate school, my first year of grad school. So that was 2008. And I saw a hypnotist come to my college, and I thought it was cool. But I didn't know if I believed in it or not, so I studied it for 2 years, and I wrote my thesis on it, and yeah, 9 years later, I can do it professionally, and I've been doing it professionally for 7 years, so studied it 9 years ago for the first day, from day one.
Someone who never heard of hypnotism, how would you define that to them?
That's a good question. How would I define hypnosis? It's maybe unlocking, unleashing, or opening a small part of your brain to create something special. Now, that's not scientific, but with sports hypnosis, we use it, like Tiger Woods used it for his golf, Mike Tyson for boxing, Phil Jackson would hypnotize his players. We just do something a little bit different with your brain, and then the result is usually pretty special.
Would you consider hypnosis scientific or more of an art?
That's a good question, too. I think it's both. What I try to do is make it art. I try. I know the science behind it. A repetitive sound will zone you out. And so I create a repetitive sound, and I put people to sleep and let go and get heavy and tired and sleep, relax. And then they do that, and then when they're hypnotized, they're entranced. I can suggest they do something silly like, bark like a dog.
Introducing yourself on a day-to-day basis, and you tell someone you're a hypnotist, what's usually their first reaction?
That's a good question. I usually lie. I tell people I'm a comedian. Because if I walk up to them like, hi, usually it comes up like at the hotel, like, what are you doing in town? I'm like, oh, I'm a comedian. Like, oh, great. I like comedy. But if I say I'm a hypnotist, some people go, I don't believe in it. Some people are like, oh, help me to quit smoking, lose weight. Or some people are like, I don't believe in that. You can't hypnotize me. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to have an argument with someone. Yeah. You know, it's like, maybe I can hypnotize you, maybe I can't. But I can't systematically hypnotize, all 355 million people in the United States or 6 billion people in the world. Yeah, I'm a comedian to people. I started as a magician. Like, I did magic in third grade. I loved it. And so I can still do some card tricks. So if they're like, oh, tell me a joke, I'm like, well, I'm actually a magician. I do comedy magic. And I do a card trick or two. And if the conversation progresses, and I think they're a good person, I'm like, the final truth is I'm a hypnotist. But I just don't go around telling people I'm a hypnotist because it's a little controversial. It scares some people. Yeah.
On a campus like this where everyone knows you're coming about hypnosis, you have some non-believers, obviously, or skeptics. And do their opinions typically change afterward?
I like to think so. And I say that with the awareness of they come to me sometimes and say, hey, I came, I thought it was all, BS, and you made a believer out of me. Or like, I couldn't believe I did that, it's crazy. Or the last one is, they'll say, I still don't know how I feel about it, I still don't know if I believe it, but I was entertained. And like, that's really what it's about. I don't get paid more money if they're fooled. I don't get paid less money if, whatever. I'm here to entertain them. Provide a safe form of entertainment, an alcohol alternative. That's really my job.
Are they typically uneasy about coming up participating? Do you pull specific participants?
Every school is different. I'll go to some areas and it's pretty religious. And for some reason they get hypnotized. Like, I did Villanova like 3 days ago on Sunday, and like 30 people got hypnotized. And that's a Catholic-based school. Not saying those students are Catholic, but like they're affiliated with the church.
Yeah.
Just every show is different. Then I'll be in like the New York area, and they're just more skeptical people, I feel.
Yeah.
Midwest people, I'll buy anything. New York, they're like, no, I don't believe in this, and you're trying to steal my wallet.
Are there any rumors about your profession, hypnosis, that you'd like to put to rest?
Good question. So there is the belief that if you don't believe in it, you can't be hypnotized. Even if you don't believe in it, you can still be hypnotized. And it is real. I've offered to do shows for like the naval base, and like soldiers abroad, and they will not hire a hypnotist because they know it's real, and they don't want soldiers explaining secrets, giving out locations, or corrupting information. So like, the government's like, no, we know this is real, and thank you for your offering, but you can't serve us in that way.
Yeah. After looking up a little bit, I saw you were on America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
How was your career before that and then after that?
Kind of the same.
Really?
I mean, people think that with America's Got Talent, you're like a nobody and you're on the street and you're poor and that's the one thing. And now all of a sudden, like, you're a millionaire. I made $150 being on America's Got Talent. They give you a per diem. I had been performing for the last 5 years before that. Okay. They saw my YouTube videos. Because I started professionally in 2010. And 2015, they got a hold of me and said, we want you on the show. So I already had made some money. I'd saved some money. And I was like, yeah, I'll try. I'll do my best. And I'm still doing colleges. The only difference is I was invited to perform in different countries. Like, I just came back from Japan. Plans to go to India. I went to Jamaica, Canada a few times. I've done bigger shows. But at the end of the day, I really like colleges because I connect with college people in a certain way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 31, but I'm still very much 19 years old.
Yeah.
The reason I call myself Chris Jones, one word, like share, it's just Chris Jones. I grew up with a speech impediment, and I was shy, anxious. I didn't like talking, I didn't like reading in front of people because I wouldn't pronounce words correctly. And like, I was in third grade and I introduced myself to a teacher. I'm like, I'm Chris Jones. And she's like, Chris Jones? I was like, yeah, it's Chris Jones. And she's like, it's one word? I was like, Chris Jones. So that stuck. And so,
yeah.
I don't know. 25 years later, I'm still one word, Chris Jones.